she was actually instructed to keep that a secret and not tell the staff that was providing the care for those patients, for that positive patient, which she felt might be against the law. She then called the county. The county told her that she had to quarantine herself because she had been exposed to that patient. And so she stepped away from the facility for about 10 days. And in that time period, things just got worse and worse. The nursing home continued to take, perhaps because of this March 25th order, more and more patients who are positive with COVID-19, even though the place was sort of on fire with the virus already.
And eventually she was fired.
And so eventually when she came back from quarantine and she witnessed an explosion of cases inside the facility and what she described to us as chaos, she raised that with her managers and was subsequently fired and was there for less than, she was there for about a shift and a half before they let her go.
You know, our listeners will be very familiar with Steve McLaughlin, the Rensselaer County executive who used to be a state assemblyman. He has been known for fighting with Governor Cuomo and his administration on a variety of issues over the years. What was his role in figuring out nursing home policy in his county to the degree that he was able to affect it?
Well, to him, the policy just didn't make a whole lot of sense on its face. I mean, why would you have a rule that nursing homes had to take patients that had a virus that could kill nursing home residents? And so, you know, he made that argument to the state in repeated letters. And he made sure that the county-run facilities did not abide that policy. And so, because he had some degree of control over those facilities, he was not able to get Diamond Hill to stop taking patients with COVID-19. And that, and as a result, there wound up being many, many cases of people with coronavirus there and dying of the virus there. And so he tried to fight the administration on this, but they had a very heated back and forth, and ultimately he was really only able to run the county-run nursing homes in a way that he wanted to, but had no power over what happened at Diamond Hill.
Is there something that we should be learning from the past couple of months as we prepare for what we hear could be, you know, a second wave of this thing in the fall? I mean, do you think that there's a policy or something that we should apply to nursing homes now based on what we've seen between March and this point?
Well, I'm not an advocate or a scientist or, you know, a nursing home industry representative, but, you know, from what I have reported on, it is abundantly clear that the people who are most at risk to this virus are folks who are infirm and elderly. And so it seems like that is where we ought to really focus our attention, because those are the people that are expected to suffer the most. And also, you know, there are younger people that work in those facilities who can easily become sick and go home and get their family sick or members of the community sick. And so it seems that, you know, tracking people who work inside nursing homes and inside assisted living facilities will be tremendously important as we, you know, begin to reopen in the coming months.
That's Joaquin Sapien of ProPublica. I'll link to his article, which focuses a lot on the situation at nursing homes in Rensselaer County and New York State, along with this interview. Joaquin, thank you so much for joining us, and thanks for your reporting.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Stay safe. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.